This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's personal health report starts with a kind of personal doctoring that's almost disappeared. In emergencies, your life can depend on decisions by a doctor you've never met, and we'll hear about that challenge in a moment. But some doctors get to know their patients, as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
David Rubin is chief of geriatrics at UCLA. He's president of the American Geriatric Society. Clearly, he's an expert in this area, but that doesn't make his job any easier. In fact, doing a good job, as Rubin sees it, reflects a lot more thought and purpose than it might at first seem.
A little makeup on? Lipstick too? Okay.
I thought you saw me that way before.
No, but you know, you look better than last time. I like this. I like this a lot.
Stella is a petite woman with a sweet face, and Reuben, with a sparkle in his eye and a snap to his step, is a picture of mirth.
I was thinking about this and actually talking about it with my wife. When I go into an examining room, it's in many respects it's going on stage. It is a performance. It's not that it's insincere, but it needs to be optimistic. You have to engage them completely with your attention and be observant of everything that's going on with them.
Reuben focuses on this patient. This is what he means when he describes geriatric care as holistic. His eyes and ears are wide open as he scrutinizes a lot more than physical appearance, which in all cases means starting the exam with questions that really have nothing to do with physical health.
So are you winning at bingo or are you losing?
No, I have been winning.
That always makes it more fun.
Of course.
Hi, Zora. How are you? What are you reading?
Umberto Eco. Yeah.
You know, my wife has been reading some.
How are you doing? You guys look, you're looking handsome there.
Now I like to find a nice-looking fellow.
All right. I'm right with you there.
Answers to these questions about hobbies, family, friends are small clues, says Reuben, to overall health. Not doing yoga could indicate a certain lethargy or weakness. Not playing bingo or reading could mean depression. Not caring about the dogs could mean not getting out and exercising.
A patient of mine who's an avid golfer, and I'd ask him, how many times did you play golf last week? And he said, I didn't play. It's a tip-off to me that something's going on.
These tip-offs can lead to changes which can have dramatic impact on quality of life. Fatigue may be lessened with medication to help sleep through the night, or medication to help diminish the need to get up and go to the bathroom every few hours. A good night's sleep can help patients maintain their activities or get more active, even if they think they're too old.
So you were just in the hospital.
Yeah. Yes, I was in the hospital.
This patient is a bit too thin and too frail. Reuben performs his standard exam, listening to her heart and lungs, checking her blood pressure and pulse, her hearing and eyesight. And finally, very important for older patients and for this patient in particular, at this particular time, he checks her strength and balance.
Look at me. Put your feet together.
Oh, God, don't ask
me. I'm not going to let you fall, I promise. Put your feet together. Yeah, a little more unstable. Are you getting physical therapy?
No, I don't want physical therapy. I walk in the hall and...
Can you take steps without holding on to me?
No.
At 96, this patient is remarkably alert and astute, but clearly the hospitalization has weakened her. Reuben's prescription, like it or not, physical therapy.
You've slipped since you've been in the hospital. You're not as strong as you were. And what I want you to be as safe as possible. So the stronger you are, the safer you're going to be. So you have.
At my age, will I get stronger?
Yes. Yes.
In fact, there are studies, says Reuben, one with 90-year-olds, which showed via CAT scans and muscle strength measurements that there's really no age where patients can't improve, where muscles can't respond to exercise and physical activity. And keeping patients strong, says Reuben, helps keep them at home and independent as long as possible. UCLA even sends home health aides to patients' homes to make sure lighting is adequate and throw rugs are secured to help prevent falls. Falls can have disastrous consequences for older people. But when it's clear patients are entering their final days, Rubin says good geriatric care also includes helping them die.
I talk about us being the closers. You know, we're the people who come in the final chapter of people's lives. But in fact, that can be incredibly meaningful. If I can help patients achieve their goals, to live a little longer for a bar mitzvah or a wedding, or if it means keeping them in their homes for as long as possible or for the rest of their lives, that's very important. If they want to pass in a certain way, at home, with family, and I can make this an orchestrated ending so that they're not suffering, those are all incredibly valuable things. They're valuable to patients, and they're valuable to me as a physician.
Dr. David Rubin, UCLA's Chief of Geriatrics. Yeah. Patricia Namond, NPR News.
You're doing good. You be sweet, all right?
Yes. Yeah.